Motto. Today we have two fellow experts with us, actually. They have their own podcast. We have Noah and Brendan here today. Do you guys want to give a quick introduction?
Sure. I don't know if expert's going to be the word that we want to use, but we're just happy to be there. But hey, everybody, my name is Brendan. I'm a fourth year medical student here at the University of Arizona.
Yeah, my name's Noah, first year medical student here at the University of Arizona, and excited for this collab. Avanthikals told me a lot about this awesome podcast, so I'm excited to be a guest on it today.
Totally. Yeah. Noah and I are classmates. I feel like at this point we've had quite a fair share of our med students come through, but it's exciting to have someone in the older years and get your perspective on everything. Brendan's just on his way out. Like you mentioned, he's a fourth year. And so definitely a very different experience than what us first years are going through. But do you guys want to start off by telling us a little bit about your podcast, what it's called? How did you get the idea
started? I want to hear too, like how you guys met, how long you've been doing. All of that background.
My God, Noah, you want to take this majority and then I'll just pipe in.
I guess I can kind of get the background. So it's actually really cool. So when I was looking to come to U of A back in 2020, I had visited a lot of colleges. I looked at a lot in the Midwest. I'm from the Midwest initially, West Coast, East Coast, really had no idea where I wanted to go, but like, I knew I wanted to do something pre-med. Even looked at ASU, which did not love as much as
today. Hey, careful now. You're on our territory.
I won't say too much. But my last college visit was actually U of A. And it was like March 15th of 2020. And I wasn't even supposed to be in Arizona. I was supposed to be in Mexico over spring break for like a medical trip, but that got canceled because of COVID. So because of that, my family and I decided to come out to Arizona for, you know, 5-6 days. And I decided that I was going to visit U of A. So I signed up on the website. And then the day beforehand, I got an email that said it wasn't going to happen because U of A was shutting down for COVID.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Which I was like, obviously like sad about, but I had never been to Tucson. Like I didn't have any attachment to Tucson. So I was like, well, I guess I'll just go to Wisconsin or something else. Like it didn't have too much of an effect on me. But then later that night, I got another email that said they were going to open up for one more day. So I was able to come down. And, you know, got to campus at like 9:30, and Brendan was actually the ambassador that was going to be showing me around campus that day.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Like my perspective was like, it was a whirlwind of what in the world was going on. It was like, I mean, we were, U of A was on spring break. And so, you know, we knew COVID was coming. We just didn't know quite to the extent as we all did. Mm-hmm. And that week we got the same emails Noah got, but just from the student like ambassador perspective of like, hey, like, you know, yeah, you're supposed to give your last tour in May. Guess what? You're, you know, giving it, you know, the Monday. And then it's like, oh, guess what? That was canceled. No stole tour for you. No last tour. And then that they opened up, I think it was that Wednesday. Yeah. They were like, hey, like we have one last tour. Who wants it? And I totally pulled seniority. I was like, I was like, I've given more tours than anyone else in this group. Yeah. I was president. Give me this tour.
Your last tour. Yeah.
I was literally one last tour. I was like, I've been looking forward to this for months. Mm-hmm. And so it was myself and then two of my closest friends, one of which is now my partner. And we were able to give this tour where it was the three of us, like eight of our friends. And I think there were maybe five people actually on the tour. Yeah. And Noah and his family.
And
yeah, exactly.
Family.
Your family, maybe a couple of other people. And we let it all go. And so, you know, you had a business person, a speech person, a pre-med there. And, you know, I took a gap year, so I wasn't in med or incoming to med school yet. Mm-hmm. But I was bawling my eyes out was really what it was. And so it was my last little rodeo and I sure let everyone have it. And apparently it stuck with Noah enough to come to the
year. Yeah, I was gonna say I was gonna ask Noah how it was, but clearly it was great because he ended up there.
So. Yeah, it was, you know, 5 out of 10. It was above average, but no, but it was just
working on it.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like Brendan, like he said, he was like so emotional. And like at first I was like, why is like this, you know, 22, 23 year old, like so emotional about his college. But then like, as you know, we walked around, like Brendan was also physio and like had a background with a minor in Spanish and stuff. So like a lot of what he did is kind of what I wanted to do. And I just was able to ask him like so many questions and really fell in love with like everything about U of A. And then throughout college, I mean, we can jump into it probably later, but like we were in the same research lab. I also did ambassadors. So a lot of like what he did, I was able to kind of follow, not exactly, although it seems like we took pretty similar paths, but Yeah, he's just a huge role model in like medicine, but just in life in general. So the chance to do this podcast was something that he brought up to me when I was actually in Italy. He texted me and I was like, yeah, like once I get back to the States, let's figure it out. And it's been awesome. So yeah.
I mean, it was also more just so like, the first 3 years of med school, it is go, 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 go. And then fourth year, the first half of fourth year is incredibly stressful because you're getting ready for residency. But because U of A does the 18-month pre-clerkship curriculum, like your first quote unquote 2 years are really only a year and a half. And so that leaves that extra 6 months on the back end. And so I knew that was coming. And I was like, you know what? Like, where is this guidance? Like, I finally have this window where I could start to give back to the undergrad community, because I didn't have super phenomenal mentorship. I appreciated my mentors that I did have, but I didn't have a medicine letter of rec or anything like that. And so I felt that the podcast was kind of a way to easily do that. And I knew that I didn't want to do it alone. And so in my head, I'm like, who can I bring on and who can I pitch this idea to? And then I was like, Noah is the most popular person at U of A. I was like, Noah and I share a lot of commonalities. I was like, who can yap as much as I can yap? And it's like, oh,
There you
shoot,
go.
like no, Noah. And so, thankfully it all worked out. And we've had a few episodes and they've been fun.
Yeah.
Kind of
So this
get
is
to
newer
solidify.
then? Did you guys just start in the past few months or?
I would say what, maybe like 6 months. We started developing maybe like 6 months ago. And then the end of last semester, we were able to get a good chunk of episodes out. And then, things picked back up again. So Noah went into his neuro block, or actually, yes, as you all know, Noah, you guys went into the neuro block. And then residency, the last 2 months, I've been doing second looks. And so I haven't physically been here to do anything. But now that things are winding down a little bit and you all are at the back half of your senior year, or senior year, your first year, you all kind of get to, there's a little bit of wiggle room now for some more episodes.
Yeah, I feel like your personalities and vibes mesh so well too. I'm like the great co-host, great energy, love to see
It
it. So that's
happens all the time too. I'll be, Noah is running or helping to run our kids clinic, and I'll get texts from fourth years being like, hey, like, do you know this Noah kid? Like, you and him radiate similar vibes. And I was like, you have no idea.
That's so funny.
It
I didn't
sounds
know
like
that. That's hilarious.
fate stepped in to make
Right.
sure that you guys had that tour together, and the
Exactly.
rest is history. I
Oh,
think you guys
100%.
are our first other like podcasters that we've had on. Like my sister has a podcast, but she does it like very sparingly, and I think she's the only other person. We haven't had it. So it's like it's cool to talk to fellow podcasters and a duo, especially because I
Yeah.
think that's like a special, different experience than having a solo podcast as well.
And I think
So
that's why it works well. I
exciting.
mean, you put the two of us independently in a podcast room and we're like, yeah, we don't really know what we're doing. Like, we don't, there's no independent vibe, but then stick us together and it's like, okay, this is why this works out well.
Yeah, you have to have something to bounce off of.
100%. Yeah. I'll
Definitely.
give Brennan a lot of credit though. He's been the one in the back doing all the editing and stuff like that. So I have no idea about any of that stuff. I just show up and talk. And
There's
Brennan's
always one. I have to give
So
all the
I'm
credit to
Brendan,
Acacia.
yeah.
You're
So
Brendan.
I'm
Okay.
Brendan and Avantika's Noah
Okay,
then. That's funny. I was gonna say, Brendan, I don't even know if you remember this, but you've been having impacts on people for years and years because
you
I
were a
actually
second look?
came. It was second love. You do
Yes. No, I
remember. There
remember.
you
Yeah,
go.
you were there with your family. I
I
totally remember.
was. Yeah, that's awesome. You're like one of the first medical students I actually got to talk to and ask all my naive questions to. And I think my parents also harassed you a little bit.
Oh,
So
for all the right reasons,
apologies
though.
delayed.
No, and no, and I think that to I, and I feel like I am a fair representation of like UA Comp T, where it's like, I don't have the phenomenal, like I'm not AOA, I don't have these amazing grades, but it's like I feel like I have a well-roundedness to me and hopefully a sense of chillness that Comp T is actually recognized for. We're not rec we're recognized by having students who are very easygoing, who still work very hard but are able to kind of go with the flow, and no, we don't have any enemies. We're just a
Yeah.
bunch of friends hanging out. And
No, and it
hopefully
was
you've
so
experienced that.
right. It was so refreshing hearing it from you, and you were also a third year, fourth year at that time. And I was like, oh, he's in the busiest time of his life, but still doing okay. Like maybe there's hope for us all.
No,
And
med school's
so
been so fun. Are you kidding?
yeah, I do remember that conversation. And then I think you're a peer mentor for me right now. And so we've had a couple of chit chats, but it's always nice having figures to follow and people who have done it before you. And so that's been really helpful.
Did that inspire you guys, Monica and Noah, to then do that when you guys are fourth years and going through the ranks to pass it forward, pay it forward?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I like asked Brendan if I could volunteer at kids clinic when I was like a sophomore in undergrad.
That's
He's like,
right.
nah, not yet, not yet.
You're
And like,
too young when you're older.
I've asked if I could help with like the mentoring and stuff. So like, I'm so excited for that. Like, that's one thing that I loved about like senior year of college was being able to like give back and do mentoring like that. So right now it's awesome to ask for mentoring, but like, I'm excited to also like give back because I've been given a lot from other people.
Totally. I'm the same way. I've been involved in mentorship for a while, and even now I'm like partnered with the student from Barrett at ASU where I was at. And so I feel like at every stage you keep learning more, and now I can give advice to the pre-meds, and then hopefully I can continue giving
100%.
advice to medical students and so on and so forth.
Why does Barrett, this is sidebar, guys. You guys are gonna know what we're talking about. Why does Barrett always pick you? Like, I tell you what, she's in every newsletter they send out, alumni highlights all the time. I've applied to all these like same things, like be a mentor, be in the highlights, never picked, never picked.
I just too much credit goes to Barrett. I feel like I speak, I mean, as do you. Barrett's done so much for us, but I'm appreciative that they keep giving me the opportunities, and I'm so happy to keep giving back.
I mean, they gave me like $15,000 to like go to Italy. You know, I can, it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead, Vontka.
I was just going to say it's nice having schools that support us, and I think I've seen it both at ASU and U of A. However hot the rivalry is, I can give credit to both schools because as a pre-med, ASU's been so helpful, and now at U of A, the 6, 7 months I've been here, it's been nothing but good things to say. So it definitely does make a big difference in your schooling experience having those people to support you in a foundation and institution that's been there so long and it's so established.
Yeah,
Definitely.
I feel like I'm not sure about ASU, but I'm sure it's kind of the same. Like U of A does a great job of like giving financial aid based on like merit coming out of high school, which is what I loved about U of A because I think U of A is close to like 50-50 out of state and in state kids. Whereas a lot of colleges, you get like 75 in state and it's like, oh, you went to high school with like a lot of the people, which is like fun, but like you want to meet new people in college. And even at CompTIA, like we do have a lot of in-state Arizona people, but we have a lot of people from ASU that like, I haven't met and stuff like that. So yeah, I agree with you. Like both of them have done an amazing job of like bringing diversity into the schools.
I think that's something I've like reflected on a lot is that like going to a state school, it maybe doesn't have the same prestige, but like I think especially now having been around for 5 years now, because I'm finishing my master's, it just there's the benefit of having a big state university is just like the resources and support and being established, which I mean, maybe the Ivies give you, but I feel like it's different in terms of like, I don't know. I feel like I got just as good of an experience, just as good of a support. I'm a very proud alumni,
Yeah.
regardless. So, yeah.
And so, Brendan, now you're in the process of looking at other universities and applying to residency and everything. How's that experience been for you?
I think it's this unsettling feeling of I will be leaving Tucson. Like
Yeah.
there is no program here, so I can't
Finally.
stay. But yes,
I know,
no,
but
it's
after so long, like that's
I
been your
know.
home since
Oh,
undergrad. Are you from Tucson or?
I'm Phoenix. Yeah, so I grew up
Okay.
in Phoenix. And then did undergrad at the U of A and then took a gap year back up in Phoenix and then back down for med school.
Yeah.
And so it's, I've gotten to call Tucson home for the last 8 years and it's been incredible. Like this is my home. That if you
Yeah.
ask me like, oh, where's your home? I'm not gonna say Phoenix anymore. Like it's Tucson. There's something about the sense of community here in Tucson that I just didn't get growing up in Phoenix. Not that I
Yeah.
actively sought it out probably, but having I think it is time to leave. It's definitely time. I love as much as I love going to university, going downtown, doing my Sabino Canyon runs. Like I love all of those things, but I'm, ready for something new. So, where that is, I couldn't tell you. We our rank lists are due on Wednesday, but you can submit early. And so I submitted yesterday, so it's in.
There you go.
Now, matches the 21st, and so you've got this couple weeks where it's like, what's gonna happen?
You just
You're in
gotta
this
wait and
limbo. You're
see.
just waiting. You're literally just waiting. You're like, but at the end of the day, I mean, if I am fortunate enough to get any of my top 10 places, I'm like, okay, we are so good to go.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
it's gonna be incredible.
Totally. I wanted to go to match day because it's always such a happy and exciting day.
It's
But
on your
unfortunately, we have,
chest. So
yeah,
dumb. So dumb.
exams scheduled the exact same day. And so by the time we're out
They're
of our exam,
gatekeeping.
I
They're
know.
gatekeeping.
They don't want you to
Totally.
see it.
They're like,
No,
we can't
I'm.
see the joy just yet. We have to wait
No,
for
and
another
it'll
year.
be. I think when you all are third years, that's really when it. Like I went last year for the first time, and I think if I had gone in as a first year, like it would have been, fun, awesome. But like I wouldn't have had that reflection of, oh, that's going to be me in a few years. Whereas if you go as a third year, you're like, oh, shoot, like that's me next year. Like I got, there's so many things that are happening between, a year ago and now where you're like, oh, I've got step two, I've got away rotations, I've got like my major interviews and things like that. But now that it's here, it's like, oh my God, here we are.
Do you have
I'm soaking
anything
in.
exciting planned for the next couple of weeks where you have nothing to worry about? You can just chill and
Oh,
wait for results.
I've had nothing to worry about for months. It's
Okay.
been awesome. But no, little like second looks have been super, super fun. So I've gotten to go kind of across the country looking at programs and treated my partner and I treated them like little vacations. And so that's been super fun. And then we'll do Yosemite for actually spring break. Not that we get a spring break, but we'll spend a week at Yosemite and it'll be, the last little, I'd say last little relaxing before match happens. And then post match, it's like you're looking for housing, you are packing up your things. Noah's probably moving into my house. He's probably taking over the lease. And so it's like I gotta figure all that crap out. And then July 1st, it's like, okay, you're a resident now, here's your 80 to 90 hour weeks, go have fun.
It's an exciting time, though. This is the home stretch.
It is. Oh, it totally is. And don't get me wrong, I'm very excited for a salary. Like I don't want to think about it hourly, but just having money bi-weekly coming into my account, that's going to be huge.
So that's something Ivantika complains about all the time because she was one of those people who worked seven jobs in undergrad. She didn't need to, but she did. I mean, med school's expensive, so maybe she did need to just to save up. But that was like one of the first things she said in the first week. She was like, "I miss having a paycheck." And so I don't know if you guys know this. I don't know how much you guys talk about it, but like she'll come home every weekend and she's a personal care assistant and she'll like work a 12-hour shift just to get that one paycheck because she misses working so much. I'm like, it's your weekend off. You don't have to study, and that's what you do.
Well, Acacia's over here hyping me up, but I
if
feel
it
like
makes
we
you
all
feel
feel the
better,
same way.
you can do it as a fourth year. You'll have that time. Like I work as a I tutor the student athletes. And so it's like you can go find a job. You have the time fourth year to make some money. It's just that money is stashed away because you're about to spend it on paying back your loans that quickly happen.
I was gonna say, not only are we not making money, we're actively losing money. We are in debt right now, but it's part of the process. That's what comes with it. And I'm happy that I have a good connection with the person I caretake for. So it's always nice going back, checking in with him. I actually just sent him an email today too, because I've been like MIA for the last month after renal started. And so I was like, oh, I'm gonna be back for spring break. Hopefully we can catch up. But it's nice having connections in lots of areas.
It's a nice
Noah,
little
do you
bit of
have any
medicine
fun
too.
spring break plans?
So my brother, he's a freshman at NAU right now. So his spring break obviously doesn't line up with mine. His is actually next week. So he's going to come down to Tucson. So I'll see him. And then my dad's birthday is about the same day. It's like the 11th. So that'll be fun to be with my family. And they live in Tucson now. So when I came to U of A in 2020, they moved with me, which has been like awesome. And then like so close.
Classic Midwest moment.
I mean, Iowa is awesome, but it is kind of cliche that a lot of people do come to Arizona from the West to get out of the snow. So my family definitely did that too. So yeah, that'll be fun. And then I'm gonna go to Mexico for a few days before that. And then, do you guys know the show Seinfeld? Okay. So Jerry Seinfeld is having a show in Phoenix at the Suns Arena on the 27th, whatever that Friday is, like at the end of spring break. So we're gonna go to that and then go up to Flagstaff and spend like 3 days with him and
Oh,
kind of just
nice.
chilling in the mountains.
That'll
That'll
be
be fun.
awesome plan. Yeah, you have it
Yeah.
all planned out there.
I know, it should
So
be fun.
I know we've always had the whole ASU U of A rivalry. How's it with your brother? Or is NAU too far removed that
No one
it's
cares
not
about
relevant?
NAU.
NAU's
They're
not good at anything,
irrelevant.
so it doesn't really matter. Like if you can't win a game, then like there's no like competition, you know what I'm
Don't
saying?
win
So like
anything.
yeah,
It
they're
was.
good at cross country. They're good at running, which is like they're top three in the country, and he loves running, so like he's loved being up there. But yeah, like
That's
actually,
it.
actually though, when I was a freshman at U of A, ASU, no, not ASU, NAU beat U of A
I
in.
was gonna mention that. Oh my
So
God,
they did beat us one time, and we paid them to come and play us because it's
yes.
like an automatic win, right? We paid
In
them
what sport?
in football.
Football.
Yeah, we probably paid them like, 500K, maybe a million just to come down and play us. And then we were so bad at that time that they actually beat us. And that was
Yikes.
pretty
That's
embarrassing.
crazy. I actually remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
I thought so
That's
too. I
wild.
think people at ASU were definitely talking about that. Didn't make us look too hot.
And then
Yeah.
in that vein was funny. So I did Regent's Cup twice in undergrad, and so we like the year that we went up to NAU, we're doing like the it's like the opening remarks and stuff like that. And the president of NAU was like, "So I hear about this like this rivalry cup thing." He's like, "How can we get in on that?" And everyone was laughing. Everyone was dying. Like, you guys barely have a football team. You are not getting in on the territorial cup. Absolutely not.
That's hilarious. And that same season, ASU beat U of A like 63 to
Yep.
7 or whatever
It
it
was
was.
70 to 7.
That
Yeah.
beat down. So
Nope.
that was just
There
that
was
was
a
we still
billboard.
talk about that because unfortunately that was like one of the peak moments and we haven't quite hit that yet. So that score comes up pretty
This year
often.
was pretty good. This
Yeah,
year
this
was
year
pretty
was good
good.
for you guys.
I
This
was
year
at
was
the
pretty good.
game. I was at that game having a great time as all the U of A fans were crying around me. It was fun. It
That's
was
funny.
unfortunate though, because I was part of the marching, both Acacia and I were part of the marching band for 4 years. And so we were at every single game for the last 4 years. And then the second we left, ASU's team starts to do super well and go on all these bowl games. And we were like, come
We
on
would have
now.
gotten to be to first class on the plane, the charter flight to Atlanta for the Peach Bowl, if
That
we
would
were
have been
still in band. We
dang.
missed out.
Maybe we were the bad luck charm. Who knows? Don't
Nah.
say that. Don't say that. Especially
Yeah.
not you. You were the drum major. Don't say
Yeah.
that.
That's
Absolutely not.
cool. I know at U of A, I think it's called like the Pride of Arizona. It's like a big time commitment. Like they spend a lot of time doing it. So that's cool, you guys.
They still don't do it better than ASU, though.
They don't.
We have to be nice to our peers, Acacia. We're all friends here.
It's
The
all good.
football team
It's
can
all
have
good.
their rivalries, but the band generally tries to be there for each other. And so we've had some shared performances and everything, and that went really
Yeah,
well.
no, we
But
always do a shared. There's always the shared halftime show and everything like that. All I'm going to say is that we do a new show every week and they spend all season on the same show and we still play it better. So
the rivalry will always be there.
I can tell. Oh my God.
But that's what's awesome about it. Like, you wouldn't think like the marching band rivalry would be a big thing, but like it obviously is. So like there's so
Yeah.
many layers to it, and that's what's so fun. Like also in Iowa, like Iowa State is like ASU. So like I've loved coming to U of A because like now I just like very much dislike anything with state in the name. So I hate Iowa State, hate Arizona State, and then Iowa and Arizona, like you know, the main
That's
one.
your little
So
trend.
yeah,
Well, cool.
it's fun.
That's
Does that mean you're
funny.
excited for the game tomorrow, Noah?
What's up?
The U of A Iowa State game tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we have a chance, but I know like I was so like my best friend from high school, he goes to Iowa State, and he was telling me that two of their best players are questionable. So
Ooh,
I
like
hope they
a
don't
lucky break.
play. I know, I hope they don't play, but it's at Iowa State and they call that place like Hilton Magic, so it's tough to win. It's tough to win at Iowa State, so we'll see what happens.
You guys are
Yeah.
gonna have fun with basketball next year, having LeBron's son there.
Yeah.
That'll
Crazy.
be a
Yeah.
good time. Brendan, you'll
All
have to enjoy from afar, but
Oh, I don't think I'll have a problem doing that. You know, whatever subscription I need to subscribe to, I don't, you know, as much as I can leave Tucson, Tucson doesn't leave me. So
and
sounds
tickets
like
are
you got it in your
already
veins now.
tickets are already so expensive for the U of A basketball games. At ASU, we had it nice because we got student tickets, got in free. But once coming here, I was like, wait, we have to pay for them. And so I'm sure it's only going to keep going up now that
Well,
we
I'm
have some
sure.
star players.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you're a good program. Well, I know if you're interested, I know that you can get a discounted price as a grad student. I just like didn't know if I wanted to do that because I'm like, how many games am I actually going to go to? But I've been to like three basketball games and like two football games this season. So looking back, like next year's probably going to be even busier. So I don't know. But yeah, you should make it out to a game. I know ASU plays U of A and it's in Tucson in a few weeks,
Yeah,
I think.
we were looking
for
at that.
basketball. Yeah, soon. Yeah, I was like, because I watched the game up here in Phoenix. I went to that game. That was embarrassing. Oh my God. It was a bad day. It was just, you know what? Both teams were not looking great, but we could have won if we had pulled it together. But it was, yeah, that was a frustrating game, needless to say.
Speaking of sports, Noah and I did fantasy football back when the season was still going on. That was a fun time.
Yeah, that was hilarious. What place did you end up getting?
To talk about that, but we can talk about what you ended up getting.
I got third, but my team was solid, and then classic, they died at the end. But Brendan and I was actually we were also in a fantasy football league, and he beat me in that, but he kind of fleeced me with a trade. I gave him like Jefferson,
No,
like another good
there
player.
was no, there was no fleecing.
So
I was in a position where I was safe to trade away some players,
but like I
and
wanted to help him out because like his team just wasn't good. So I was like, let me help him out a little bit and like give him some good players, you
so
know?
kind of you,
I
Noah. Oh
know.
my
Like I just try
gosh.
to be a nice guy.
That's funny. I know Anya ended up beating you out. And so by the end of it, I wasn't even like in the playoffs. We didn't make it that far, but Anya did. So I was like, okay, girl, I'm rallying behind you. And she took the win. And so I was proud of her.
And I'm thinking that we're gonna do like a March Madness thing too. So like I'll just make like a, you know, like the online bracket and then hopefully send out an email and we can have hopefully a pot for that because Ani has been wondering if we could get some Stugo money going with Bobby.
Oh.
So I'm like, we could definitely probably get some people to put in like $10 from March Madness.
Okay.
Like
Like,
use it as a fundraising opportunity or like have the still the pot goes to the winner.
no, it would be like a 50-50 raffle type of thing where like half the money would go back to the students and then I mean, I feel like the winner should get something, right? Like whatever it is. But yeah,
Honestly,
it's
that's a phenomenal idea.
I
That's
think you're
smart.
onto something with that. That'd be pretty cool.
So I love
Very
watching.
enterprising.
Yeah.
Like
Us girls have our own version of a bracket going right now because bachelor
the
season is going on.
Bachelorette. Don't advertise.
And
My
so,
mom is doing that too. She loves that
yeah, we've been pretty crazy with it. We have some bingo cards and we follow along every episode. And so that's been a good time.
I haven't done the bingo. I've just been doing the bracket.
I will say we're 2 episodes behind right now after the renal exam and the week for studying for the renal exam, but we're hoping to get back on it soon.
It's also going to be a shorter season overall, too, because they're just moving through it a lot faster. So I think it's going to end up being an episode or two shorter than normal, which will be interesting.
Yeah, we'll
I
see.
have the basic questions just because I love to know for curiosity. What are your guys's specialties or predicted specialties? No, is it pediatrics because you volunteer at the kids clinic?
Yeah, I'm thinking definitely something within pediatrics. I just don't know the specialty yet. I've done a lot of shadowing in the PICU, and I kind of like how that's like fast paced and kind of shifts and just a huge variety of stuff you could see. But yeah, we'll see. But I'm thinking that I'm gonna stay on the younger side of the population.
Dude, working with adults is just not the move. But well, no, at least you have like an open mind to everything, which is great. I'm locked in. I ended up applying child neurology, so we will see what happens. It's one of the, I think it's the only pediatric subspecialty where you apply straight out of med school. So it's a categorical 5 years, and then we'll see what happens. There's still like 75 programs, so there's plenty across the country to choose from.
What are your top ones? Like, what are you really hoping for?
Oh, that stays with me.
Oh, can we have one from your top 10?
Okay, that's super fair. Okay, well, my top 10 is like West Coast, basically. So if I end up
Okay.
on the West Coast, it'll be we something went right, basically.
Yeah.
And I think I have one East Coast school in my top 10. So if I end up there, something also went right. But we'll see what the envelope says. I don't want to get too confident because I
Yeah.
mean, we'll see.
And like you said, anywhere in the top 10 you'd be happy with, and I'm sure
Oh,
it's
so
going to
true.
go in your favor. So everyone's rooting for you here. Excited to see what
100%.
happens.
And especially too, like once I didn't realize that going to U of A would mean so much in the like residency realm. Like everybody knows who Arizona is, whether it's CompE or CompT. People are well recognized that, oh, you go to U of A. It's like heck yeah, I do. And that
My crazy connection is I studied abroad in France 2 years ago, and one of my professors at the university in France, her brother went to CompTIA because we were just,
There
I
you
was
go.
like interviewing her, and she was like, "You're from Arizona, right?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "My brother went to med school at University of Arizona." And I was like, "No way." So.
No, I mean, we're one of the older, as far as West Coast goes, we're one of the older medicine programs. It's like we started in the 70s, and we've been here since the 70s. So, but I think all of Arizona too, we're super lucky that there are so many schools in Arizona to go to medical school. Definitely compared to like if you're anywhere in the Midwest or even like if you're in California, like we have almost as many medical schools as California does, just we have less people to go to them, which is great for us.
Yeah,
That's why everyone comes here because
I know.
there's more and we have the good weather and we're cheaper than California.
Very much so.
Lots of wins, yes.
Okay, no, I was going to ask you, totally unrelated. What were you doing in Italy? Were you studying abroad, semester, summer, just on vacation?
Yeah, I was doing no studying. That's for sure. But I so basically I found out that I got into CompT in like January of this past year. So like I had basically 5 months of like college and then 2 months of like summertime to kind of treat it like as a gap year per se. So I did a lot of traveling that semester, like saw friends that went to other colleges and stuff like that. And then I've always wanted to go to Europe, but I've just like never had the chance to. So me and like five of my best college friends did seven cities in about 29 days.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we flew into London and then did Amsterdam and did Barcelona, Ibiza, and then we finished with like Florence and Rome. So
That's
it was
great.
so fun. I would love to go back. Like when I'm like in HSL right now and I'm like, gosh, like sometimes I just look at pictures and I'm like, that was such a fun time. And now I'm like in a library looking
I
at
know.
a
So
white
real.
wall.
That's me every time I look at photos.
Yeah, I know.
I recognized the brick wall behind you, and I was like, I know exactly where you are. I've seen that view plenty of time.
And thankfully you'll be able to, come forth here. That senioritis is going to kick in again. And I think the majority of our class, someone's going somewhere. I'm going to, Yosemite in 2 weeks. I'm going to Mexico for a week. We've got three different groups of folks who are going to Japan for like a week, 2 weeks. So it's like you've got the time to go do it afterwards.
And
Yeah, that's
after
fun.
step as well, I know a lot of people take
Oh
that
yeah.
time, take step a little early, and so you can go travel. So we do have opportunities here and there.
Exactly.
That's
Exactly.
nice. I'm escaping back to Europe next school year after I graduate. So
That's fun.
very, very exciting.
Acacia is a big travel girly. She's studied abroad multiple times, been to Europe multiple times, and I feel like that's her calling. That's where she's trying to go after graduation too. So hopefully all of that works out.
What's
Absolutely.
been like your top spot that you've been?
Italy's my favorite country in the whole world. I've been seven times.
Jeez.
But I think I'm leaning towards France for this next school year. I'm just going to go teach English. And I don't know. I just feel like I have a very emotional connection with France. And because I spent the long time, because with Italy, it was all shorter stints. But I was in France for 5 months. So yeah,
Wow.
it's hard. But I think favorite spot, like I love Sardinia, which is one of the Italian islands, one of the less visited Italian islands. And it's just gorgeous. People are extra nice. Food is good. It's a blue zone. So yeah, highly
That's so
recommend.
cool. That's so cool.
Yeah. Okay, we should do song of the week because we are running out of time.
Yeah. So the way we do our episodes, just a song that you've been listening to recently, one of your favorite songs ever, and then we have a big playlist that we put it on too. So put us on to something.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Noah, you go first. I have to go find what it's actually called. I have one.
I know. I feel like I'm listening to a song and I'm like, what the heck is the name of the song? But I don't know. I've recently got into country music. Like I've always liked country, but I like, listen to it when I'm like with friends or out, and like I've never studied while listening to country music, and I've been doing that a lot. So I would say Sand in My Boots by Morgan Wallen is a song that keeps popping up on shuffle that I like a lot.
You know, I think you're the first guest we've had that said a country song. And I've been on country for a couple, probably a year now at this point. So I'm with you on that. Good
Okay, you
choice.
also said. More than a year, and we have had a guest give a country recommendation.
Yeah.
I like that you're studying to that too. That's super, super impressive. Well, for context, so with match day, you open up your envelopes, you're having a good time or whatever, and then you get to go up if you want to go up onto stage and announce kind of where you're going, and you get walk-up music with it. And so I was thinking in my head, I'm like, all right, like what am I gonna vibe with? What's gonna go? Like, what's gonna get everybody going? And it's a TikTok sound now, but it's What I've Done by Linkin Park, where it's the end of, you'll know it from like the end of the Transformers movie, right before it cuts out, and it's like directed by Michael Bay. It's that song. And it's just like, Interesting.
mic drop, everything like that. So I was like, all right, maybe I'll walk out to that song.
Iconic. I love it. Awesome.
Okay. Bontka.
I sent this to Acacia because I heard it a little while ago, loved it. It's called La Bebe. It's a Spanish song.
Oh
I
yeah.
still haven't listened to it. I actually need to. I think it got
No,
lost in our
now you have an
connect.
excuse to.
It's the remix with Peso Pluma.
Yes.
Okay, very nice. And then I have not been listening to too much new stuff, but I will shout out this really small, like Belgian artist that I really like called Colleen BLF. And she first released her first EP that's called A la Folie, which means like craziness, basically. And then the title track is my favorite song at the moment right now. So just A la Folie.
That's such an
Nice.
eclectic group of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is
Oh
like
yes. Our the playlists are crazy. If you go look, we have like very multilingual, very genre mix, all
Oh,
the
that's awesome.
things. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, Guys, this was so much fun. Thank you for coming on. It was such an honor to have both you, Brendan and Noah, and had a fun time talking. And hopefully, we can do a collab switch sometime soon and
Oh my
be on
God,
your
that'd be great.
podcast. But thanks for coming
Yes.
on.
Yes, and
Yeah.
hopefully meet you in person next time I'm down in Tucson because I need to meet
Yeah.
everyone we've had on.
Yeah,
Yes.
super
That would
excited
be
too.
awesome.
Maybe we can time that with a podcast episode and we guys could have you like in person too, but we can figure it out, but that'd be
I
sick.
was supposed to go to med prom tomorrow, by the way, but Avantika said no, she's going with the other single year ones.
We
So.
all gotta rally together, okay? We're all in this together.
Oh my gosh. Well, from a fourth year perspective, none of us, well, very few of us are going to med prom, but we will be at the after party, so we'll see you soon.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you guys, and hope to see everyone on the next episode of Staccato.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.